Our text here tonight brings us to consider this woman who is virtuous. She is full of energy, she is upright, and she does her husband good. She makes life increase for him. She does not subtract, she adds. She is not a burden, but a blessing. Now, marriage is God's arithmetic. They multiply their joys by sharing them, and they lessen their burdens by dividing them.
Welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gallagher. Thank you for joining with us. And we have a message for mothers today, straight from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Here are Solomon's words of wisdom to his children concerning the law of the mother in the home. I trust that God in grace will equip mothers today to raise children for the Lord. Stay tuned as we come now to our first message in song, and then to the message from Proverbs 1.
A godly mother, a mother of the Bible, will have clear laws in the home. They become consistent rules of the home, and they keep them for blessing, and children break them at their peril. This is a mother to be feared. And of course, there are consequences for dishonor. In the home where I was staying this week, during the 5 days, 4 nights I was lodging, I was staying in a home, a member in our Greenville church, and Mrs. Pinkston told me about her grandmother. She was a strong German woman, and some teacher, she herself is a music teacher and moves in those circles, and teachers were complaining that today it takes
three people to look after children in a class situation. It takes a teacher, an aide, and perhaps another helper of any sizable class. There was a day when single-room schools had up to 50 children and one teacher. Of all ages, how did they do it? And the answer was mothers. Mothers that have a firm grip of the home, of the hearts of the children, with firm laws, with consequences. They are trained to behave, to learn, to obey. And it has been well known in educator circles that where children do not obey, it so often is traced back to the mother in the home. Now, moms, I'm not laying a guilt trip on you. You are the one that can answer this one. But so much depends upon your training, upon the law of the mother. We're living in a society today where raising children is looked upon as anything goes, and spoil your children, do give them everything they want, and it's not your role to teach them and to train them. Well, it is. And we see the law of the mother in this very text. Also, it is to be in submission to Scripture. If you look at verse 9, you will see that it refers, "My son, hear, my son, hear." Now, godly parents will guide their children according to the word of the Lord. Every precept should be based on the values of the Bible. Now, knowing that and having raised children ourselves and all the questions that come up and the situations that come up, you can't always give to your children book, chapter, and verse. That's right, that's wrong. There's the verse in the Bible for it. Why is it wrong to go to the bowling lane at 10 o'clock on Friday night, but you can go on Saturday morning? What's the difference? Well, on Saturday night, the music prohibits it, and the company that there prohibits it. It is a whole different atmosphere on the Friday night than it is on a Saturday morning. Those are little nuanced things. Judgment calls, wisdom, seeking to guide your children away from worldly influence, but at the same time not holding back on the fun, allowing them to do those things that are good, clean, proper fun. And parents need that wisdom, and they need to be able to teach their children in the right way. Now, the rare exception is when parents are leading children contrary to the Bible. Those things unfortunately happen, where you have young people in a home where parents are not obeying God. And if a mother or father asks you to break one of the Ten Commandments, what are you to do? Well, you would grieve the Holy Spirit, you would grieve God, and you would go in a wrong path. And so even children need that guidance, that they fear the Lord. That's first. And then as much as possible, fear parents, walk in those ways that honor them and that serve him. And it really comes down to humility. It really comes down to humility. And it is that work of the heart whereby you truly want to walk in the way of the Lord. Now, honoring parents bestows honor. That's a huge principle in the book of Proverbs, indeed all of the Bible. Honoring parents bestows honor. Look at verse 9. "For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck." Now, in ancient times, people made wreaths to bestow honor. That was a certainly a tradition in the Olympic Games, and they ran for the honor of the green wreath that was hung around their head. You can see also that there's reference here to chains about thy neck. This is the honor that is bestowed upon someone that might be a king's favorite or someone that has conquered and brought honor to the nation. Now, the honor here is not the material ornaments, but the ornament of graces. And it is seen in the happiness and the blessedness of children in the home. There is the adornment of contentment. And that's something that every parent wishes in the home. We may not never, we never may make our children rich, prosperous, or popular in this world. But to bestow upon our children the grace of contentment, it is better than an heir to millions and great riches. The spirit of contentment. What a wonderful thing to have a contented child. Now, we know it's true for an infant. When that new infant comes into the home and it's just a placid, good, feeding, contented child, sleeps when it should sleep, and is no trouble at all, a contented infant. Now, that's rare. Any parent that gets one of those children, you better give out the secret of how to raise a child like that from infancy. Every parent walks the floors at night. Every infant has little problems that keeps it unhappy. But now we're talking about children as 3, 4, 5, school age, to have a contented child, a child that knows the boundaries, what to do, what not to do, recognizes that this is for their good and for their encouragement, and learns to live in the sweetness of fellowship with their parents. That is a tremendous gift. And mother, you are at the heart of giving that gift to your child, the adornment of contentment. Then there is the adornment of earthly prosperity. And I'm referring here to the promise that is given, that thy days may be long in the land, the promise of honoring parents, that thy days may be long in the land. And there is earthly prosperity. People who know the truth, walk in the light of God, and in fellowship with their parents, they know these blessings. Now, there's also spiritual prosperity. Now, I've spoken about contentment. We might call that the most general benefit of all. We'll call that general. Just to have a happy, contented child. Then there is this earthly prosperity, living long in the land. And that also leads to spiritual prosperity. And that is grace in the soul. The young person who has learned submission to father and mother in the home, to honor them and to honor the Lord, will have the ministry of the Spirit. Now, this is a channel of grace. But the son or the daughter who defies, detests the headship of parents, will grieve the Holy Spirit and will not enjoy those spiritual graces that are the will of God for them. How can he fall on his knees? How can he come to the house of God and pray for God's blessing when all the while disobeying, rebellious to parents? The blessing doesn't flow. And so, parents and children, see the benefit, see the importance of having that order in your life. Parents that are honored, children that are obeying and walking in the orderly rule of their parents. And then that brings us to spiritual prosperity, usefulness to God. And that's really why I thought on Hannah and Samuel. If you remember how Hannah prayed for a child, and she promised the Lord that if God would give her a child, that when it or he is weaned, that she would return that child to God. And when you get to 1 Samuel 3, you will see how when Hannah raises Samuel to a very young boy, she takes him to the temple, and he comes to live with Eli in the temple. And you know the story of how he lives with Eli, and he heard God speaking to him in the middle of the night, and there was the cry, "Samuel, Samuel." And Eli taught him to say, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Well, Samuel grew to be a man of God. He grew to be a great blessing to the nation. And every mother who has a young boy, young girl, you want to see your child to be a blessing to God and to his church and to his people. What a great testimony that will be to the power of the gospel unto men. Now, the real reason why a young man or woman will honor father and mother is because they have a gospel heart. It's because the Lord in his grace gives them a new heart. They are born again, born of the Spirit. Now, I know that that is the unique sovereign work of God to convert a child. But let's realize God uses means. He uses your example. He uses your testimony. He uses his word as the seed of the gospel that is sown in the hearts of our children. And mother and father, you will never regret spending too much time sowing the seed of the gospel in the heart of your children. You may regret as they grow up through those early years so rapidly. And when they get to those teenage years and their ear is not toward God, you may regret that you didn't spend that early opportunity to sow the seed of the word within their hearts. And so seek to train your children to gain their respect, to walk in that way that deserves honor and that God will use to bring boys and girls, children to faith and to seek the Lord with a new heart. And young people today, children here today, you need to be saved. You need a new heart because that old sinful nature will be a plague to you. I want you to hear the words of the Lord Jesus. And these are quoted in Matthew 18, where the Lord said, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of God." Everyone needs to be converted, and everyone needs the heart of a little child. "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of God." And so it is the gospel that gives us new hearts. It is the gospel that gives boys and girls a willingness and a yieldedness to serve the Lord and to follow him. Now, this would be the very best Mother's Day for some boy or girl, some son or daughter, if you give your heart to the Lord. And that would make you a son indeed, or a daughter indeed, in the home and in
the family. And to love the Lord will enable you to love your mother and father. And so today, come home. If you're like the prodigal that has despised your home, despised your parents, and gone out into the far country, today, come home. Seek the Lord. Trust in Him. Believe in His promises and in His mercy. And I trust that these words from Proverbs, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother," that these will be written on your heart and that you will truly follow the Lord.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, and today we're just thinking about mothers. Mother's Day is coming up, and we're thinking about the value of a mother. I read here of a little girl in an orphan's home, and it was observed that she never cried. One day, one of the matrons asked her, "Why do you not cry? I have never seen you cry." The little girl replied, "I have no one to cry to since Mama died." It was a glorious thing for every Christian that Christ said, "Lo, I am with you always," meaning every day, under all circumstances. The Christian can cry to Him, call upon Him, trust in Him, and share with Him whatever joys come into life. There's another famous poem that reads, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world." Let me read that to you. They say that man is mighty, he governs land and sea, he wields a mighty scepter on lower powers than he. But mightier power and stronger man from his throne has hurled, for the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that rules the world. S.D. Gordon wrote of what it costs to be a mother. A woman was calling on a friend whose children were brought in. The caller said, evidently with no thought of the meaning of her words, "Oh, I'd give my life to have two such children." To which the mother, with subdued earnestness, replied, "That's exactly what it costs." Let me read you here about a mother's prayers. For many years, the mother of Tom Carter prayed that God would save her boy and make a preacher out of him. Her boy was a wicked sinner. He landed in prison, but the mother still prayed for him. Believing that God would answer her prayers, one day she received a telegram from the prison saying that her son was dead. The mother was stunned for a few minutes. Then she went to her room. There she prayed with her open Bible before her. She said to the Lord, "O God, I have believed the promises thou didst give me in thy word. I have believed that I would live to see Tom saved and preaching the gospel. Now a telegram says he is dead. Lord, which is true, this telegram or thy word?" She rose from her knees and wired the prison. "There must be some mistake. My boy is not dead." And there was a mistake. Tom Carter was alive. Not long afterward, he was saved. When he was released from prison, he became a mighty soul winner and preacher. Well, what a wonderful thing to have mothers who know God, who pray, a praying mother. What a blessing. What a benefit. And as we remember mothers, let us exhort mothers today to engage in the power of prayer. Become a praying mother and a prayer warrior for your husband, your children, your home, and for the nation. Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that changes the very world. And I trust that by God's grace, you will see your children walk with God, serve the Lord, and live for His glory. Surely that ought to be the burden of every mother. Thank you, mothers, for what you do. Thank you, mothers, for your perseverance, your devotion, your sacrifice, and for your godly walk. God bless you, keep you, cause His face to shine upon you, and do you good. Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gallagher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on this station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.